August 6, 1933, how the celestial queen grew together with the divine will, and how she possessed the speaking son. Joys of God in the creation of man. Power that he gave him. I am always in the arms of the divine fiat that now stops me in one of its works, and now in another. It seems that it wants to make me comprehend well what it has done for our love. Therefore, while I went around in its works, it stopped me in the act of the conception of the Virgin. Since the divine will had its prime place, and grew and diffused itself in those little members, so the little tiny queen herself grew. Both of them grew together. What happy growth, what great prodigy, the divine will abasing itself to enclose itself in the littleness of the Holy Virgin in order to grow together. But while I remained amazed, my dear divine teacher, surprising me, told me, my good daughter, to make the celestial queen live in the divine fiat was the greatest, most heroic, most intense act of love that our supreme being did. And for however much our goods are immense and innumerable, to give our will to live in her, we could not give her any more, nor add anything else, because with it we gave her everything, and she formed in herself the fount and the source of all the divine goods, for as much as it is possible for a creature. Now as the sovereign tiny one grew, by growing together with our will, so she formed in her soul, in her heart, in her works and steps, so many speaking sons, that with voices of light and of irresistible love, spoke to us. They spoke to us so much. They spoke to us of love. They spoke to us of our divine being itself. They spoke to us of mankind. Her steps spoke to us. Her little hands. The heartbeats of her heart that, with voices of light, reached even into our divine bosom and spoke even within us. Her speaking never ceased. Since our volition lived in the celestial queen, she had its being all speaking, that not with human voices, but with ancient and divine voices always had something to say, it never is exhausted. Even more, because the divine fiat is word, an operating word, creating word, how could her speaking cease if she had it in her power? Therefore, her speaking held us besieged, enraptured, surrounded on all sides, occupied, in a way that she rendered herself irresistible and invincible, so as to give her what she wanted. Her word was powerful, and made our power seed. She was gentle and sweet, and made our justice yield. She was light, and imposed herself over our supreme being, over our love, over our goodness. In sum, there was nothing of ours that did not sweetly yield to the powerful voices of this celestial creature. But while my sweet Jesus said this, he made me see the celestial queen, that from within her heart a sun went forth that invaded the whole celestial court and the whole earth. And its rays were formed with the most refulgent light, with speaking voices that spoke to God, to the saints and angels, to all the creatures of the earth. In fact, my celestial mama still possesses her continuous speaking, her speaking son, such that with voices of speaking light she speaks about her God, and she loves and glorifies him divinely. She speaks to the saints, and acts as beatifying mother and bearer of joy to the whole celestial court. She speaks to the earth, and as mother she makes the road for us in order to conduct us to heaven. And my beloved Jesus added, "See, therefore, what it means to live of divine will. One acquires the doing, speaking, and continuous love. What goes forth from within my will has the operating, illuminating, and continuous virtue, and therefore they are triumphant acts that conquer God." After this I continued my round in the acts of the divine fiat, and I stopped in the creation of man and offered the same divine acts that he did in creating man, as well as those of innocent Adam, in order to impetrate the kingdom of the divine will. And my highest good Jesus continued to tell me, "My blessed daughter, as you offer our acts in creating man, and those of innocent Adam, in order to impetrate the kingdom of my divine will, so you have repeated for us the joys that we experienced in creating man, and you have formed new bonds of union between the divine will and human will. There are same acts that formed the place for where to create man, and they administered life to him in order to animate him. So our same acts will form the way in order to let him re-enter into our will. Therefore the offering of our acts is armed with power that makes us decide to give what the creature asks, even more because they are bearers of joys to us, but so much so that they place us in feast. And who does not know that in feast one abounds in giving gifts never given before? Now, you must know that in not one other thing created by us did we experience such joy as in creating man. But do you know why? Neither to the sky, nor the sun, nor the stars, nor the wind, and all the rest, did we give the power of being able to give us our heartbeat, our life, our love. If we gave, we gave ourselves, but they do not have the power to give us anything. Therefore the joy of receiving, no, it does not exist in the other created things. At the most the joy of giving, but not being exchanged. The joy remains isolated and without company. On the other hand, in creating man we gave him the power of giving us our life, our eternal heartbeat that beats and gives love. It was such joy of ours to give this power to man, to feel our heartbeat in him and to give our life at his disposal in order for him to be able to love us with a divine life. In fact, man could make us happy and exchange us with his joys, and joys that could be on a par with ours. Then in seeing our life in him, in feeling our heartbeat beating in him, we experience such joy that we remained ecstatic before a portent so great as the creation of man. And now offering to us these acts of ours, we feel the joys and the sweet memory of his creation being repeated for us. Therefore repeat your offerings if you want to give us joys, and incline us to giving our will reigning on earth. Fiat.